Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to your fellow jars of clay. The text for our meditation and application to our daily faith life is taken from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We'll read this time verses 7 through 12. Paul writes that we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be also manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. One of the words I want to focus on from our sermon text for this morning is a word that's found in verse 10, the word carrying. And as I think about that word carrying, I want to ask you, what are you carrying around? Like physically carrying around? What do you carry in your pockets or what do you carry in your purse? I'm guessing that you probably have on your person something that's important or something very useful. I can't get at my pockets, so you have to take my word for it. But what I carry in my pockets today and most every day is cell phone. That's important. That's useful. Wallet, important and useful, usually. Keys, definitely important and useful. A pen. And on Sunday mornings, I usually have a couple of extra throat lozenges just so I don't get hoarse from all the services and Bible classes. Anything unusual or noteworthy that you carry in your pocket or in your purse? Anyone want to share? Anything unusual? You moms out there sometimes do carry some unusual things just to make sure that you're prepared for any disaster. One of the moms at our retreat last week said that she carries baby wipes, and a couple other people had some very unusual things that they carried around. They were probably falling in the category of something useful or something very, very important. I was eating with my dad last week, and he was very generously paying for my meal, and as he was pulling out his credit card, he looked at his wallet and he smiled and showed it to me. And what he was carrying in his wallet still was, well, he showed to me a picture of me, my senior picture, and I kind of smiled because it was a long, long time ago. I had a lot more hair and looked a lot younger. But then he flipped through it just to make sure I didn't get too big of a head, that all of my brothers and sisters were in there too, all their senior pictures. But it came to my littlest brother, and for some reason he had his fifth grade picture in there. I don't know what that was all about. But it did sort of show that he felt that his children were important and that he wanted to carry them around with him in his wallet as well. Sometimes the things that we carry around are not good things. And sometimes the things that we carry around with us aren't even physical things. Not something that you could touch or feel or put in your pocket or in your purse. Sometimes the things we carry around are very heavy things nonetheless. Burdens, stress, maybe a sickness or illness, maybe pains. Maybe it's something even more serious and worse. Maybe we carry about with us our sin, our guilt, our shame. Well, what does the Apostle Paul say that we should be carrying in verse 10 of our text? He says we should always be carrying in the body the death of Jesus. Seems like a strange thing to carry around, and you might wonder, what in the world is Paul saying there? We carry about in our body the death of Jesus. Well, you can look to other passages in Scripture and see Paul especially say similar things. It refers to the suffering that we share in Christ, sharing in his sufferings. That if we are his followers, we should expect and not be surprised if we are suffering at times for his sake, facing some trials or difficulties or opposition just for the sheer fact that we are His disciples, His believers, living by His word and sharing His message. Listen to Jesus' own words from John chapter 15. He said, "No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also." There is good news attached to this thought, though, that we carry around the death of Jesus, because think about what the death of Jesus did for us. Paul reminds us that, yes, we do share in his suffering. Yes, we do share in his death. But that, in the end, brings us glory. Listen to these words from Romans 8, verse 17. He says, "If we are children, then we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." We have the glory of heaven waiting for us because of the death of Jesus. Verse 10, of course, of our text does not stop there. Paul doesn't just say we carry about in our body the death of Jesus. He goes on to say that we also carry the life of Jesus with us. He says we carry about the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Manifested means to show forth, to make known. The life of Christ, Paul says, should be made known in our bodies as well. Think about the glorious message of the life of Christ, especially his resurrection and what that does for us. The last verse I read was Romans 8, 17. The very next verse, Paul tells us that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed in us. So if we are suffering for Christ's sake, take heart. It's not even going to be worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed to us in heaven. In Christ, we share not just in his suffering, not just in his death, but in his resurrection, in his life. Paul says a similar thing in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He says that I may know him, Christ, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Yes, share in his sufferings and his death, but also to know the power of Christ's resurrection. One pastor I know put it this way, and I thought it was a very comforting and very easily understood way to put into my mind and my heart what Paul is saying here. He said, put it this way, everything that happened to Jesus will happen to us. Everything that happened to Jesus will happen to us. I'd never thought of it that way before, but think about that. Jesus lived, we live. Jesus suffered. Jesus tells us clearly we will suffer for his sake during our lifetimes. And Jesus died. We too will die. But now the good news. Jesus rose. We too will rise. Jesus ascended in glory to heaven. We too will ascend in glory to heaven as well. That last verse I read reminded us that if we are children of God, then we are heirs. We will inherit the very things that Christ has won for us, his heavenly kingdom. That message of the things that Jesus won for us by his life, his perfect life for us, his innocent death on our behalf, and his resurrection, that message is that treasure that Paul speaks of that's within us, cracked and crumbling jars of clay. Listen again to verse 7 of our text. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. Think of how foolish it would be if we walked around trying to point to ourselves as being the treasure. Cracked, dusty, fragile jars of clay. Clay pots. When inside of us is an incredible treasure. Who would marvel at the cracked, crusty pot when there is a giant diamond or gemstone inside the pot itself? We show the surpassing power of God and not our own glory or our own power when we show forth in our lives the gospel. And so Paul says we carry that out in our lives. We carry that about in our bodies, in our words, in our actions, in our very lives, the gospel. We share that resurrection, that death, that life, that resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many of you, many people that we know, probably do wear on their person, as they go about their days, the cross. Think of how popular cross jewelry is. You wear a cross. Hopefully, you're wearing it to show that you are a follower of Christ, that you trust and believe in Jesus. But there is a big difference between wearing our cross and bearing our cross. I think of an illustration that happened to me just a couple of weeks ago. When I got to church and was getting ready for the service, something happened to me that I knew would happen at some point, and Sunday, June 11th, was that Sunday. I was looking for my robe in the sacristy, and it was not there. My white robe was not there. Fortunately, I had my black robe with me. But what I did not have on this robe was the cross that I usually wear. That was still hanging with my white robe back home. So instead of trying to run and make record time back to the house and get back here before church started, I decided just to wear the black robe. But as I walked out, I felt kind of naked, not having that cross around my neck. This is usually what I wear for the church service. Not only did I feel kind of naked without the cross, do you know what kind of robe it is that I wear on a Sunday morning? What style it is? It's actually a Supreme Court style robe. So when I walk out without the cross, I feel like I'm just a judge and not actually a pastor. So it felt kind of strange not carrying or wearing the cross. Isn't that how it should be as Christians? We should feel naked. We should feel strange not wearing or bearing our cross, carrying about in our body, in our lives, the death and resurrection of Jesus. Not just wearing it, but bearing it. So think of that thought of carrying things with you. And think about what you are going to carry with you as you leave the worship service today. What are you going to carry with you from this sermon? What are we going to carry with us from this worship service, our Bible study today? We will carry Jesus. If we carry Jesus, there's not going to be a need to feel maybe some guilt over the fact that Paul's talking about the suffering that we'll receive for the sake of Christ. And Jesus talks about suffering for being his followers. And we might think to ourselves, I've not received much suffering in my lifetime. Not physically, but maybe emotionally or mentally, psychologically. That's likely the kind of suffering that we're going to face as Christians in our society. But if we carry Jesus about in our words, our actions, in our daily lives, we will not have to feel that guilt or manufacture suffering or persecution, because I'm going to assure you, it will come. It will happen. If we carry Jesus with us, we will share in his suffering and also in his glory. If we carry Jesus with us, we will share him, that treasure that is in us, jars of clay. As Paul says in the last verse of our text, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh, that Jesus may be shown forth in our body. Paul's purpose for suffering for the gospel's sake was that so people, when they looked at him, would not see and pay attention to him, that cracked, crumbling pot, but instead would focus on Christ, on his work in Paul's life and in his work for mankind. If we carry Jesus with us, think also of what we will not be carrying. We will not be carrying our sins, our burdens, our guilt, our shame, or even the fear of death itself. As we leave this amazing place, God's house, with these amazing people, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and the amazing encouragement we've heard from God's word, I give you some closing encouragements. Even though you may be heading home to some suffering, maybe you're going home to some troubles, some difficulties, some very heavy things in your life during this week. But we can be encouraged as we leave today because we are leaving with Jesus. He's promised us. He's told us in no uncertain terms, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, the end of this very world. Let me close then with the words of the Apostle Paul from the end of this chapter, words that we read in our scripture reading for today. so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, this clay pot, this jar of clay, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Do you have something heavy waiting for you as you go about your week this week? Look what Paul says is the heavy thing in that verse. Not the afflictions. He says the afflictions are light and momentary. What he says is heavy is the eternal weight of glory. He goes on to say, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient or temporary. The things that are unseen are eternal. May we carry Jesus with us today and always. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.